This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The newest issue in the presidential campaign is the flu. The reason is the contamination of half the nation's flu vaccine and the resulting shortage. Both President Bush and John Kerry are pointing fingers, sometimes in the wrong direction. NPR's Julie Rovner has a reality check on what they're saying.
When the Food and Drug Administration announced on Friday that none of the vaccine manufactured at a plant in England could be salvaged, the Kerry campaign wasted no time. They put this ad on the air over the weekend.
3 years ago, medical experts warned George Bush that a dangerous shortage loomed.
That's true. At a Senate hearing in May of 2001, Janet Heinrich of the Government Accountability Office said, quote, manufacturing difficulties could occur in the future and again illustrate the fragility of current methods to produce a new vaccine every year. Compounding the problem, she said, is that there is no national priority system to ensure that when there is a shortage, available vaccine goes first to high-risk patients. The Kerry ad goes on to make this claim.
Instead of fixing the problem, production of the vaccine was sent to a factory overseas.
This suggests that the Bush administration had something to do with the fact that Chiron, based in California, chose to make its flu vaccine in England. That was the company's decision. Finally, the ad says this.
Now Bush wants Canada to help, even though his own policies make it illegal for us to import medicine from Canada.
President Bush did say during last week's debate in Arizona that the U.S. was looking into importing vaccine from Canada, and he does back the FDA's claim that it can't ensure the safety of medicines purchased by mail from Canada. But Kevin Keene, a spokesman for the Department of Health and Human Services, says there's nothing inconsistent about what's going on, that FDA is looking at whether Canadian vaccine, which could be available in a few weeks, meets U.S. quality standards.
So we're applying the same principles to medicines coming from Canada, whether it's prescription drugs or whether it's flu vaccine. It needs to be shown that it can be brought to America in a safe way.
The president has also used the vaccine shortage to try to score political points. He says Kerry is partly to blame because he has opposed efforts to limit liability for vaccine manufacturers. Here's how he put it at that debate in Arizona.
One of the reasons I'm such a strong believer in legal reform is so that people aren't afraid of producing a product that is necessary for the health of our citizens, and then end up getting sued in a court of law.
But at a House hearing earlier this month, a top official for MedImmune, which makes the nasal spray vaccine FluMist, said liability is not the biggest deterrent for vaccine manufacturers. Rather, said Jim Young, is that the business is so unpredictable. Since flu vaccines have to be changed every year, any supply that's not sold gets thrown away. Young said what would make manufacturers like his company willing to make more vaccine is if public health officials would encourage everyone to get vaccinated every year.
We need the federal government to help create sufficient support and demand and to place a far higher value upon influenza vaccination for all Americans.
Health officials concede it's unlikely they will be able to find enough vaccine this year, even for the nation's high-risk population, the very young, very old, and those with chronic conditions. And with the election just 2 weeks away, it's possible the flu will exact political casualties even before anyone actually gets sick. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.